Hello, my child. I am the Maharishi Yogi, and I will be your path to enlightenment. Welcome. Welcome to the ride in my beautiful 2019 Turbo Jetta. Gloss racing yellow. Very, very nice on the eye, especially when you go into a big city and the lights sparkle off it. You can hear in the background that presently raining, and I wanted you to hear what it feels like and even more what it sounds like to have the rain fall on this beautiful automobile. Composite material, as light as a feather, practically like a mountain bike. I could lift it up, well, not with one hand, but with a couple of my friends. And I particularly enjoy the rain on the outside of buildings and vehicles because it reminds me of my youth when I was back with my parents. We were living in rather meager circumstances. We would sit awake at night when the rain would fall and listen to it pitter-patter on our tent as it just rolled down, and then sometimes in the moonlight you could see the rain just sliding down like a little, I don't know, piece of spaghetti just sliding down. Depends though, a lot of times we were told not to put any lights on because it might attract the wildlife, the wild dogs that run rampant where we were brought up. I always enjoy that sound. It's funny how sounds and smells and tastes and maybe feelings bring you back to when you were younger, and they bring along with them the feelings of joy that you had back then. In my case, the feelings of total freedom, not this life of an adult which is shackling and depressing and full of responsibility. I like those times when I didn't have to be responsible, although at the time, when you really think about it, you had other things happening in your life. Not necessarily. It wasn't as free as you think it was. I think this is a myth. Needless to say, let's get in the car and we drive. See what it's like. Oh yes, the sound of the... I've got backup cameras. I've got about 16 different cameras on this vehicle. As I back up, I know exactly where I'm going. I don't even look anymore. It's rather dangerous. But I don't think there's any part of the rear or the front that is not covered. I've decided to take a rather quieter or slow approach to where my destination is today, just so that the road noise doesn't infiltrate the recording. One of the features of the 2019 Turbo Jetta that I have, runs as totally electric, by the way, other than the fact that it's not, this does have a gas tank, and you pour gas in there when you're kind of afraid that you'll be going on a tour that is a little bit longer, you know. Anyway, so I'm going to go this route. It's a little quieter, a little safer. Some of the other features of the vehicle are the 12 USB devices that could be plugged in simultaneously, kind of having a multi-track session, especially if you're into music and that. Let's talk about creativity and our own limitations we put. As a creative person, I am always looking for ways to help my students, and perhaps even you at some point. I have been down the road of enlightenment with me. And when I come up with new ideas for courses, new ideas for audios or visuals, I'm often torn because I come up with an idea and right away there's a little devil yogi inside me shutting it down, saying, no, they're not going to like that. And I don't even give it a chance. And other times I don't listen to that little bugger, that guy dressed in a very... a reddish long gown. He's also wearing sandals like myself. And then when I'm finished, the work is very rewarding. I don't know about you, what kind of experiences do you have when you make things, create things? I'm curious to know. Some of the other limitations that we have on ourselves is that we sometimes falsely believe that our creative potential is limited. It is like, for example, the batteries on this wonderful 2019 turbojetter in a gorgeous racing yellow. The mind doesn't work that way, and friends, the universe does not work that way either. The universe is constantly going to provide you with new, fresh insights. You never will get to the bottom of it. I have to speed up now. I'm beside a transport truck that is carrying fuel. And you know, everything that I'm doing right now is against that. I am in an electric car that does have a little tiny gas tank. I think it's the size of a water bottle. So, if you are a creator, whether you make music or podcasts or jokes, don't be afraid of using up your material, because there's all these things around us that we could draw inspiration from. And trust me, my friend, the universe is not going to end. It doesn't end. If you watch the Neil deGrasse Tyson, it is very clear that there is no end to the universe, my friend. When you think deeply into it, it is a mind-boggling concept that will eventually cause your brain to hurt. You will feel pain, tension, frustration when you try to grasp that concept. And you know what? Don't worry about it. You don't even need to grasp it. Just use it in your favor. Ideas, creativity doesn't run out. Okay, this has been the Maharishi Yogi, and this has been your path to enlightenment. I wish you great success in all of your creative endeavors, and drop me a line. You know the email address, since Albert is hosting the podcast. You could send him something on Twitter. Oh, he wanted me to mention that last time he talked about the app that was called Headspace, meditation app, and he offered a code to somebody who would reach out to him, and somebody did reach out. It was almost like a divine inspiration, and that person is now enjoying a month free of Headspace. And again, I should be wrapping this up, but I just think of more things as I drive, that I meditated today and I felt that my day was wonderful. I used Headspace. It's a fantastic program. But more importantly than the program itself is the time that you take out for yourself, that you carve out in the day, be with one with your thoughts, and be one with the universal consciousness. Thank you again, my child. This has been the Maharishi Yogi. I kid. The Maharishi Yogi, and this was your path to enlightenment. It's like 39 cameras and nothing on. It's like the Bruce Springsteen song. It's been a rain for about 3 or 4 days. Maybe I shouldn't be making meditation tapes. I should be building an ark.